KQED News, I'm Brian Watt. Federal officials have launched a formal investigation into a complaint filed against the Berkeley Unified School District over allegations of anti-Semitism. This comes as the district superintendent is set to testify before Congress on the issue this hour. KQED's Alexander Gonzalez reports.
The complaint was filed by the Brandeis Center for Human Rights Under Law and the Anti-Defamation League. They allege that Berkeley Unified has failed to respond to harassment that created a, quote, hostile environment for Jewish students since the war in Gaza began last fall. They also say that the district retaliated against parents who spoke up about incidents of anti-Semitism. Now the Department of Education's Office for Civil Rights has opened a formal investigation. The district has said it stands against all forms of hate and othering. I'm Alexander Gonzalez, KQED News.
Alameda County District Attorney Pamela Price says in her first year, her office filed criminal charges in 63% of the cases brought to them by police. That's according to the first annual report released by her office yesterday. The report found that Price's filing rate is slightly higher than that seen during the last 2 years of the prior administration. Price also touted her office's expansion of teams focused on organized retail theft, victim services, and human trafficking.
This is an important moment for the residents of Alameda County who have just barely begun to see the work that we are doing and that we will continue to do to protect public safety.
Price faces a recall election from residents critical of her criminal justice reform efforts. The Alameda County Board of Supervisors is expected to set the date for the recall election at its next meeting. One of San Francisco's key homeless shelter operators is pushing back against allegations it has defrauded the city. KQED's Sarah Geiser explains.
The Providence Foundation contracts with the city to operate the Oasis Family Shelter and the Central Waterfront Navigation Center. But the city attorney's office announced this week it is barring the nonprofit from bidding on future city contracts. The city says the group submitted more than $100,000 in false invoices for work that was never done, engaged in wage theft, and conducted surveillance of its employees, among other allegations. An attorney representing Providence says the foundation is cooperating with the city's investigation and calls the allegations unfounded and baseless. I'm Sarah Geiser, KQED News.
Labor advocates and progressive prosecutors are pushing a state bill that would set limits on self-checkout lanes at drug and grocery stores. The proposal would require stores to have a certain number of employees on site if they want to have self-checkout. Supporters say the rise in retail theft is tied to the spread of such lines. Christine Soto DeBerry is with the group, the Prosecutors Alliance.
Having more workers in a store walking the aisles at the checkout counter, at the self-checkout area, all of those things reduce the likelihood of theft, increase the safety of the environment for the worker, increase the safety for the consumer, and improve our thriving downtown corridors.
Business groups say the proposal is overly burdensome. I'm Brian Watt, KQED News.